My name's Emma Cooper, and you're listening to the Network Marketing Mum audio experience. Hey, and welcome to an episode with moi. So this morning, I'm actually multitasking. So this is going to be a few of my mum hacks. And while I have just returned from the gym, nice and early, got my workout done, I am now sat doing my makeup at my dressing table in my bedroom while I podcast out live to you. So I thought this was appropriate to do a little podcast on some mum hacks that I have. Like, I'm a working mum. I'm an entrepreneur. I run a couple of businesses, and it's hard sometimes to fit everything in. And you know, the feeling of there's just not enough hours in the day. So I'm going to share with you some of the mum hacks that have really, really helped me be successful in the businesses that I run, but also have a really great kind of lifestyle in terms of time freedom. Now, this has only come with time. You know, when I first started my business, things were just crazy. And that's okay, because sometimes you need the craziness to build the momentum, to build the business, to build the income, to get the lifestyle, and that's fine. But sometimes I do think, if I'd have just known these hacks when I started my business, my goodness, would it have helped me. So I'm here to help you. So let me share with you as I put my makeup on, so you might hear me cluttering about. But let me help you with some of these mum hacks that I've learned. Now, the first one for me that kind of changed my world, because you want to feel like a good mum. You don't want to feel like you're failing. You want to feel like you're looking after your family, but you're also being successful and running your business. In this day and age, we do want it all. And that's absolutely okay, because you can have it all. You just got to be realistic, and being realistic means sometimes finding a few mum hacks in particular that are going to help you get through the day quicker, that are going to help you feel more accomplished, feel more organized, and feel more structured in your routine. So the first one that really changed things for me was preparing my son's clothes for the week. It sounds a little bit ridiculous. See, I was not prepared for this podcast. I haven't even turned my mobile off. But it sounds a bit ridiculous, but it really, really changed things. Now, my son, when I started doing this, was nearly three. And you know what they're like. They say about terrible twos, but my goodness, it then became the three-nager years. Although I feel like it's gone on a bit longer. And then I was like, gosh, this is so hard. You know, he's like, I don't want to wear that, mummy. This is not comfy. This is not... We're Welsh, so we use the word kutchy, which means comfortable. This is not kutchy, mummy. Can I wear those kutchy joggers? Can I wear this t-shirt? And I was like, oh my goodness, this is taking me so much longer just to get him changed. So what I started to do was, on a Sunday, I have an ironing lady, so I can't claim that I'm this super mum who does everything myself. You've got to pick where you need to streamline your time. Ironing is one of those things. So the ironing arrives, and I will literally put it straight into outfits, you know, boxers, socks, bottoms, top, and anything else that he might need that day. So I literally put it on top of his bunk bed, and I will plan out 7 outfits, which is really quick when they're all arriving together at the same time. So I will plan out 7 outfits that he's going to wear that week, and I will put them on top of the bunk bed. Me being more organized was strange, because it meant he didn't start questioning what he was wearing. So I would just literally, like a military operation, get him changed. And you know, we'd have a nice little chat while we were getting him changed, as opposed to having a row, yep, a row with a 2 or 3 year old, about what he was going to wear that day. So that saved me. And if you think about it, a row, sorting out the tantrum, trying to make him happy again, trying to sort through the clothes again, I've probably saved myself a good 60 to 70 minutes per week. And that might not sound a lot to, you know, anyone listening who maybe doesn't have children, or, you know, doesn't have these challenges, or maybe you're child is like an absolute dream and an angel, and it doesn't take you very long. But for me, this was completely and utterly a game changer in our morning routine. So preparing the outfits for 7 days every Sunday has meant that I have saved over 1 hour and 10 minutes every single week. So that's like one morning at the gym, isn't it? Or it's, you know, one extra hour doing your emails in the morning, or one extra hour doing some income producing activity on your business. And if you think about that over 12 months, over 5 years, that's an awful lot of time, and it can produce an awful lot of results if that time is used well. So that was the first mum hack. The second one for me was overcooking. So every time I would cook Wills a meal, I would make more, and then I would freeze that meal. And this just meant that I had 2 weeks worth of meals, really, you know. So I'd be cooking one meal, and then I'd cook another two meals alongside that I could just freeze. And it just made it so much easier. I also use like this small chalkboard in my kitchen to plan out what meals that we're having every day. So for Wills, for Sean and myself, I use this process. And what that means is that you don't have that lull in the day where you say, what do you fancy for tea tonight? I don't know. What do you fancy? Well, I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. Well, what do we have in? Let me check the fridge. It seems silly, but these are precious minutes in the day that, you know, if you're a busy mum or a busy parent, you can't really afford to lose. So preparing meals up front, putting it on a chalkboard so the whole family, apart from William, he can't read yet, but the whole family know what they can expect that day. And you know, sometimes it would encourage Sean to say, listen, I know what we're planning here, so I've got this out the freezer, this is defrosted already. So it was way more of a team effort, and that really, really helped us just save those precious moments of time that you just wouldn't have saved otherwise. The third thing is multitasking. Now, I know that we say, like, if you're doing one activity, focus on that. And absolutely, that is the case in most instances. But if you're choosing to do a podcast like me, if you're choosing to go to the gym and you feel a little bit guilty because you have some other stuff to do, then you want to make sure that you are kind of streamlining everything that you do. So for example, my social media, sometimes I will say to Sean, okay, listen to my podcast. Can you pick out like 5-10 social media posts that I can post that I've said on the podcast? And so he will do that. That's 10 social media posts. That might be 3 days worth of my business page posts that I can post. Now, I wouldn't have had that otherwise. And you know, you take a couple of minutes thinking about, what should I post today? What should I share today? How can I give value today? And sometimes you've already given value, but just in a different format, and people are digesting your, you know, your information in different areas. So it might be Facebook, it might be Instagram, whatever that might be. You need to make sure that you are kind of pre-planned, that you have things at the ready. If you want to streamline your time, it means being more organized. The next tip is to have a great planner. Now, of course, I'm going to recommend my Pro Planner because I'm a founder of my Pro Planner. But having a planner is just absolutely essential for me. It's my Bible, really. It's my go-to thing. Now, in my planner, I obviously keep all of my goals. So at the beginning of every year, and of course I review these every month, I write out my goals, I do a small vision board within my Pro Planner, and I am looking at that probably 3 times a day, just simply when I go into my diary, when I am going to update something, I flick past my goals, and it just reminds me, okay, you need to be organized because you need to get the activity done to achieve these goals. So having a great planner, using that planner, is no good just looking at it, filling it in now and again. You kind of need to live by that planner. Really keeps me on track. Also, social media is something that I use a lot of. And, you know, I can kind of judge on social media, especially with all the business page kind of updates that we have, all the insights that we have. I use my social media tracker in my Pro Planner to track my audience, to track my engagements, to see when is the best time to post, to see when I get most engagement, so that I'm not just constantly posting all the time and hoping, you know, it's kind of like throwing a load of mud at a wall and hoping it sticks, but you know what I mean. So you want to make sure that you're doing things at the very best time, and so then I can plan that out in my Pro Planner and make sure that, you know, my information is going out there at the very best times that suits my audience. Now, also within my planner, of course I'm making this, it's got a week per view, and of course that makes it a lot more simple to look at your week ahead, see what you have, and then plan accordingly. So I use like the highlighter process, I guess. So I'll have a different highlighter color for each of the activities that I've got to do in that week. So for me, it's mixed up between business, me time, which is gym, me time, family time, and then sometimes there is holiday time, which is my favorite, and that can be mixed actually with work time because I can work from anywhere. So, you know, it's really great to be planned out. Really, really great to be planned out. But then I don't just use my planner. I then also use the desk pad, and that's also available through my Pro Planner. But this has been a godsend to me because I used to feel like I was so busy all of the time. But at the end of the day, I would just feel like I haven't really accomplished anything. I don't feel like I had accomplished anything. And the truth is, I really had accomplished a lot of stuff that day. I just wasn't keeping track of what I'd accomplished. And I really like to-do lists. So in the planner, there is a to-do list, but also I like to put my list for the following day onto my desk pad so that when I sit down and I get to work, I am ticking off my to-do list. So it's kind of like a positive affirmation to yourself that I had this stuff to do and I'm getting it done. I'm having a productive day. So using a planner, using the desk pad, having that system in place to keep me organized, keep my time, you know, as precious as I can do by multitasking, blocking in the kind of tasks that I can do maybe as a group, maybe I can do while I'm doing other stuff like this podcast now while I'm putting my makeup on. But you know, it's kind of blocking things together, thinking actually I can do that when I'm doing this. That is just going to save me time. This would be maybe 15, 20 minutes of my time that, you know, I could have spent with Wills later. I could spend speaking to a team member. I could spend doing some social media posts in preparation, but I don't need to do it. Because I've multitasked, I've got myself ready at the same time as doing a podcast and helping you guys out with some of these, you know, what I find amazing mum hacks. The next one is to separate your family time. You know, when you run a business and you're working from home, it's really easy to just stay in work mode all of the time. And what you find then is that you're never truly present in the moment. And my sister Nicola used to go on about this all the time. It used to really get on my nerves. I used to think, oh, what is she talking about? Why is she so fluffy? You need to be present in the moment. And she would be like, put your phone down. We're talking, put your phone down. And I'm like, I can listen to you and I can do this. So carry on talking. And really, obviously, I look back and I'm like, that's really rude. You know, if I'm spending time with someone, my attention should be on them. So I never wanted to be the mum that kind of shooed my child or just kind of kept him occupied so I could do what I wanted to do in terms of business because I had some big goals. So I was never that mum, I can't lie. Like, I fitted everything in nicely, but Wills always had my undivided attention. I never was shooing him away. And that's, you know, that is important. I can't say my house was like the Waltons. It wasn't, but I did the very best that I could. And now I have an even better work-life balance because I separate my family time. I don't look at my phone. I don't check a message. And how I work that with my team is I set expectations. So I will say, like, you can contact me 24 hours a day. It's absolutely fine. Because my phone is never on ping, ping, ping mode, unless you just caught me like 10 minutes ago doing that. But I don't listen to the pings. As soon as I realize they're on, I switch them off. Because I go to my messages when I have time to reply. I don't feel pressured that I have to reply straight away. And I tell my team as soon as they start to work with me, like, you can message me anytime, day or night. Don't worry about bothering me because I will only get back to you when I'm available to do so. So you're never interrupting my time with my family. You're never interrupting any meetings I'm doing. Don't worry about that. I will only get back to you when I'm free to do so. And I'm really, really strict about that. You know, I don't feel pressured that I have to reply immediately because I'm structured, I'm organized. And our industry of network marketing especially is about fitting it in where it's flexible for you to do so. And so I don't have any mum guilt. I think I'm the best mum. I'm focused on my family time when it's family time. I'm focused on my business time when it's business time. I give my team, I know, more support probably than they actually require, but I love it because that time is my team time. That time is my business time. So it's really important to me that I structure out my diary, that I get it all down on my to-do list every day. I use these mum hacks of preparing the meals, of preparing William's clothes, of blocking out my family time when it's family time, of multitasking when I can multitask, so that I can be the best version in me of every area of my life that I can possibly be. And finally, to finish, be realistic. You can't be all things to everybody if you really don't look after yourself well. So taking the time for you, for self-care, is important. And I struggled with this so badly. And sometimes I do now, but I put the time aside. So today I'll share with you, I'm taking my mum and myself to go and get our nails and a pedicure done. Do you know, this is something we have never actually done together. Well, I can't remember a time that we've done this together, but it's something I always want to do. I think, oh, we should do that because I do have the time to do it. I just fill my time with other stuff. But this is really important to me. My mum's going away for 2 weeks on holiday, and so am I. And yes, we have the power of FaceTime, and we FaceTime a couple of times a day, but I want to give her that special time. Plus, she just turned 60, and this was one of her birthday presents, as well as a gym membership and some other amazing products that she can use to get fit and healthy at 60. So there are some things that you just have to make time for. And if you are structured and organized and you use some mum hacks, you can have the best of all worlds. Of course, there are going to be some choices to make if you are in the, you know, the stage of your business where you need to see growth, or it's going to require, you know, a few more hours or what have you. And that is absolutely fine. Just be realistic, you know, with the time that you're putting in, what results you are likely to get back. And prioritize what's important to you. Absolutely prioritize what's important to you, because you know you're only going to feel fulfilled if you're in alignment with your values and your goals, as well as kind of like your morals too. You know, like, I want to be a good mum. I want to be a great coach and mentor. I want to be a good wife. I want to be a good sister. I want to be a good daughter. And like, there's a lot of roles within that. So I have to be super organized with my time so that I feel good about myself, that I'm fulfilling those roles. So that being said, I hope I've helped you with some mum hacks. My makeup is finished. I've gone a bit slower today while I've done this, but it's fine because we've got two things done at once. I hope that multiplying your time by multitasking is going to really help you in terms of building your business, being a better mum, being a better mentor, whatever it is that you're doing. And I hope that by using these, that you're able to see how organized you can actually be. You don't have to be this manic person who is rushing around all the time if you are structured and organized. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button if you haven't already subscribed, so that you don't have to wait for the social media posts for me to tell you when I've uploaded a new podcast, but you are instantly notified. And if you do have time, leave a comment, leave a review, tell me some things that you maybe want to hear from. And also get in touch on social media. I'm at Emma Cooper Global on Facebook and Instagram. Let me know how it's going using these mum hacks. Let me know how productive you are. Speak to you soon.
This podcast was sponsored by My Pro Planner, the number one planner for network marketers.